A group of bipartisan U.S. senators want to take military sexual assault cases away from high-ranking military officers. A new report shows that the officers assigned to these cases were more likely to close them than preside over them fairly. The senators say now there's a need for more neutrality in the process. WSHU's Ann Lopez reports.
The report was released by New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's office. It looked at 329 sexual assault cases from the Department of Defense. Gillibrand is a Democrat. She says the report found some commanders would choose to discharge a suspect rather than move forward with a court-martial, and other commanders would completely ignore the sexual assault accusations.
What upsets me the most is that the military have not created a justice system that is worthy of the support of men and women who will sacrifice their lives for this country. It is a system that is rife with bias, lack of transparency, and no accountability.
Gillibrand spoke at a press conference in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. She's a ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee Personnel Subcommittee. 2 years ago, she tried and failed to get a bill passed in the Senate that would have removed military commanders from the process. This week's report has sparked Gillibrand, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, and a bipartisan coalition of five other senators to push once again for a bill that would change how the military justice system deals with sexual assault. This bill would take the decision-making power away from the commanders and give it to independent military trial lawyers with extensive litigation experience. Ann Lopez, WSHU News.